This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you get overrun by little people last night?
Yeah, it was awesome. Actually, we had a ton of kids come to our house, and we usually get with a bunch of leftover candy. Not this time. We were down to four pieces of candy left in the cauldron, and I was pretty happy because that's kind of threading the needle, right? You don't want to run out.
No, you don't want to run out.
We don't want a lot of extra candy.
What was the difference between you and I? I didn't have many. No, I had I think there were seven or eight total trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
And they were all little girls.
Yeah.
And they were cute, all cute little dresses and outfits and stuff. Costumes is the word I'm looking for. Yeah. Otherwise, it sounds creepy.
Uniforms?
No. Some were dressed as trash cans, which was kind of cute. Yeah. But it was great, you know, when they come to the door. I enjoy when they come to the door. And then the dog runs up, and the dog's all excited. And so she's... you know, sitting at the door with the glass door and looking through it and with a smile on her face, looking at the kids, and the kids are looking at look at the doggy. I'm like, yeah. It's a nice dog. And here you go. And then their parents are always by them. They say, trick or treat. Here you go. Yeah. Which I appreciate because that's part of the bargain, you know?
Well, it's better than just showing up.
Yeah. So, but the first one that came, exactly. The first one that came to the house though she was probably 4 years old.
Okay.
And there were their mom, and they're both dressed up. And I look at the end of my driveway, and there is this adult that's dressed as an apparition. I don't want to say ghost because then you'll think it's just a white sheet like Casper the Ghost. This was an apparition. It was a little creepy, you know, because really? It's just before it gets totally dark. And I'm looking at the end of the driveway. And I say to the girl, watch out for that ghost at the end of the driveway. And she's oh, that's just my dad. I'm okay, all right. I hope so.
Kang, how was your night?
We had a really good night. A bunch of trick-or-treaters, apparently. My wife went on our neighborhood Facebook page or whatever it was, and people said they had over 400 kids.
Wow.
So would you have seven, you said, Gator?
I think
we were seven or eight that came to my house.
Yeah. I think we were probably in the 50 range.
Really?
Yeah. That was good. Man. It was good. We did, you know.
I kind of feel bad for it. I mean, I guess it depends if you like kids or not, but you just turn off your light if you didn't, but... I love
my light
seeing...
was on, by the way.
Yeah.
Until 8 o'clock, and
for
I turned it off.
For 15 minutes.
It was on from the time it got dark out.
But I love seeing the neighborhood alive like that. Kids everywhere. The weather was good, except for a little windy at times. But other than that, it was so warm. It was
It was nice. It was almost 70.
Yeah. Is this how they trick-or-treat in Florida or California, you know, to get weather like this? It's kind of crazy.
Well... suffice to say.
Oh, my little one was great, Doug.
Dude, the story you told me. Yeah, go. Tell the people what.
She's 3.5, and now this is it was a good trick-or-treating year for her. Because, you know, the years before, a little bit too young. But she's walking around in her outfit, and she would literally call out everyone's costumes. Out loud to everyone. No. Another ghost spider? Oh, look. Tinkerbell? Another banana? It was hilarious, man.
She's just excited to see all the costumes. Yeah, it's fun.
Mickey Mouse?
That's right.
It was nonstop.
All right. So, Lions and Green Bay coming up on Sunday. We'll start with this. It's going to be a weather game. Rain is expected. Winds, not too bad, but 10-mile-per-hour winds. Temperatures might get into the 30s. This is the first game on grass for the Lions. It's the first game outdoors. And this stuff matters. So, you know, I mean, look, you want to be able to pass every test. We want the regular season is become this exercise in establishing a degree of certainty that the Lions are perfect and are going to win the Super Bowl, which which they're not. They're not perfect. They could win the Super Bowl, but we strive to win under all conditions, no matter who's playing, no matter who's hurt, who's in the lineup, who's out of lineup, whether it's indoors, whether it's outdoors, whether it's sunny, whether it's rainy, whether the opponent's great or the opponent stinks. We want them to pass every test in the regular season and have us headed into the playoffs confident that this team is winning the Super Bowl. You can't win the Super Bowl in the regular season, and yet I feel like we all collectively do this. We try and achieve that feeling that we're winning the Super Bowl.
That's right.
And that goes right down to this trade deadline discussion that's been so hot and heavy leading up to next Tuesday, which is you know, trade deadline day. So this is that outdoor bad weather. If they have to go to San Francisco in January, or I don't know, San Francisco may be a bad example. Maybe Green Bay is the place they might have to go in the postseason.
Well, they had to go to San Francisco last year.
Yes, but winning, that's the last time they played on grass. It's the last time they played outdoors. So this is part of the storyline in this game is weather and conditions on the road. You know, can they get it done?
Well, trust that the equipment crew hands them the right shoes, the right length cleats or whatever it is, and
yep,
get out there, have your footing underneath you. I think this is a game because of Jared Goff's health with the ankle. Oh, it's, mm-hmm, it's going to be a little tender. Maybe he's not going to feel it on Sunday as much because of the rehab and the tape job and perhaps medication.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine he's going to be as spry as he has been. With all that knowledge, I really hope this is a game that they're able to run the football, because if I were the Packers, I would expect more of that. But to utilize the short passing game and the run game and just go ahead and be methodical about it and put it down their throat, you know, 5-6 yards a play every time. You know, it's okay to throw it to Amon-Ra St. Brown for a short pickup. Just keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Keep the clock going. Keep moving down the field. And make sure that you finish in the end zone for touchdowns as opposed to field goals, and take care of the football. They should be fine.
Yeah, I mean, taking care of the football is a big deal. The last couple of weeks, there's been pressure on Goff, and you kind of forget about the times he's fumbled the football because the Lions have recovered all of them.
When I say twice, I meant on Sunday he fumbled twice.
Yeah, the last couple of weeks, the ball's come out with Jared Goff, and yesterday addressing the media, Ben Johnson talked about, we've gotten away with it, but it's something that's been stressed and emphasized early this week in practice. Green Bay was disruptive last year up front on Thanksgiving against the Lions, a lot of pressure. And so bottom line here is, you know, taking care of the football is a massive part of this game. And defensively, Green Bay takes it away. Now, they have 19 takeaways, which is actually a pretty astronomical total for 8 games. Last year, the league leader had 31. So for the season, Green Bay is on pace to pass that, just as far, not plus minus, not turnover margin, but just straight takeaways. Now, a lot of those are interceptions, but that's kind of what they've done. They've got playmaking guys on defense. And so you have to be able to secure the football. Huge point of emphasis this week against this defense. And Goff's decision-making through the air has been pretty much great. I mean,
it's been off the charts great. Yeah. He hasn't really put the ball at risk. And if he has found a tight window, he's thrown the ball perfectly. I mean, his accuracy of almost 80% here over the last 4 weeks, it's amazing. And when you look at a quarterback rating, it's a passer efficiency rating. So how efficient has he been? More efficient than any quarterback in NFL history, apparently, over the last 4 games.
Yeah. We've given you that stat the last couple of days, but 83.5% completion percentage. That's the best for a 4-game stretch. 43 points a game, 10 touchdowns, no picks. One of those touchdowns, by the way, was thrown by David Montgomery. And the quarterback rating for Goff is 155. He is on an absolute, they're on an absolute heater offensively.
Does that also count the touchdown pass from Amon-Ra St. Brown to him?
It might. Was that within the last 4 games?
I think it
what
may
game was that?
Doesn't matter. I just thought it'd make that. Then I don't want to shortchange Amon-Ra for that touchdown pass.
Yeah, what game was that? Was that the Seahawks game? That would be included, right? I think it was the Seahawks game. Let me Give me a second here. Yeah, that would be included in that. So I don't know if it's a Goff stat. Hold on. Let me look up and see if Goff has 10 touchdowns or if it's the team has 10 touchdowns in the last. Nope, it's Goff. Goff alone. So there's two more touchdown passes, one by Amon-Ra and one by David Montgomery. So so here's the other thing. Well, actually, we're up against it. We'll get to the other thing next.
Ooh. The other thing. Door number two coming up at 97.1 The Ticket.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.